The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order. For, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
Want to roll dice with your favorite bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together. It's Good Papa 266.
Oh, pick up sticks.
I thought you were doing new ones.
There's only so much room on the disk drive, Dan.
I don't know. We've been using this one on the mixer for years, and it's still at like 99, 99, 99 or whatever.
Yeah, actually.
It's pretty impressive.
Every night when we're done recording, I just put it up on cinder blocks and have it go in reverse.
That's so smart. Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Yep.
That's Danny DeVito tech right there.
Just a little life hack for you.
I don't even know where to go from there. That was really good.
I love that movie so much.
Danny DeVito movie?
No. Oh. Bueller's Day Off.
Oh.
I also love Danny DeVito. I did not know he was in the new Beetlejuice.
I was going for Matilda.
Oh.
Mm. I love him in Death to Smoochie.
Mm.
He's good in Death to Smoochie. Listen up, cock.
I forgot he was in that. I saw that once forever ago and was like, what am I watching?
I loved that movie.
I think I rewatched it at one point and I was like,
walk around with a dildo on his head. I wasn't thinking about that exact example, but I do understand what you're saying. Yeah, it's a good, it's like a weirdly star-studded cast what Death to Smoochie is.
And it's what, 30% of the movies Jon Stewart's been in is Death to Smoochie.
I'm Jon Stewart. You may remember me as the fifth leading actor on Death to Smoochie. I don't remember what award show he said that at, but it slayed me.
Is that a Coen Brothers?
That would make sense, but I don't think so. It would definitely, like it definitely fits.
It's got that weird vibe to it. I feel like it's, I don't know.
Death to Smoochie.
Hey, I regularly think about Robin Williams' portrayal of Rainbow Randolph.
Yes. Oh, he was so good in that.
That's a wonderful character.
Do you know who the director is of that movie?
Who?
Danny DeVito.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so great.
That tracks.
I love it. Because didn't he also direct Matilda?
Yeah. And voiced it, the narrator, as well as being one of the parents.
And he was like a executive producer. And he like really wanted to get that movie made. I had no idea Danny DeVito
directed
that.
Yeah.
I know he directed something. He doesn't do it much. But like, apparently, you know, batting 1,000.
Yeah. His character in Beetlejuice was minor, but it was very much like Frank Reynolds in the afterlife.
Oh, that's gorgeous. I haven't seen the new one yet, and I keep meaning to. Is it good?
It was good. Okay. I mean, I grew up on the first one.
Yeah,
and like, you know, oh, it was so good. And it's, you know, Winona Ryder is incredible. Catherine O'Hara is wonderful.
Who I fucking adore.
Yeah. I also love Jenna Ortega. I got to show, you know, unfortunately, you know, the life of a teacher, our spring carnival got rained out, so I had to have a movie room. So I showed the new Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I think it's on Disney Plus, right?
It's on Netflix.
Okay. Oh, yeah, even better.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, we're going to watch this weekend.
This is what a perv is.
What?
That's the only thing I remember about Beetlejuice is just being him being an incredible sleazy car salesman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's terrible. That's kind of cool to get his backstory, though. He was a grave robber.
Oh,
spoiler alert. I haven't seen it. We were going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I already saw it.
And you were like, yeah, I'll watch it again.
But Danny's the one that said it, so you'll forget it.
That
That
clearly not true.
What?
In this moment, it's very obviously not true because I remember.
Can we talk about earmuffs, the dog food debacle?
That's not a debacle. You were talking about a 30-pound bag of dog food for 8 years, and I got confused.
You ever just go into a room and throw a grenade and run out? My favorite.
Yeah, the thing is, though, you don't stop when all the rooms are destroyed.
You just find it.
Double tap that shit.
Real quick, I want to say thank you to everybody who's gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual. See that non sequitur? Good stuff. Especially to
that's
our King Ding Doppelgangers.
Drives around the mall.
That's right.
A non sequitur?
Yes.
Sequitur.
No.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm tapped out. I can only do one tonight.
No, I'm not.
King Ding Doppelgangers, professional cake sitters, thank you so much. X-Paxis, Rob, Iron Maze, Tau, Dagna, Vicon, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kill the Sparky, Quacku, Leroy, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Speaks with Wind, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, and Cord.
And big shout outs to our newest tier, the entire cast of Desta Smoochie.
So good. Love it.
I was trying to list them out, and then I realized that the space bar that I use for push to talk scrolls all the way to the bottom of the site that I'm on.
Oh, no.
I can't read anything.
Yikes.
Let us know who your favorite Death to Smoochie character slash actor is. Who would you say is the sixth highest billed actor? Message it to Tim at 603-803-3235.
Oh, it's the Dan Wood guy. The
Harvey Fierstein?
Oh, him too. I really like him. That dude has always looked old, but he has not aged in the last 30 years.
Who?
The Fierstein guy. Gay actor, older, gray hair. It's kind of a little bit of a space between his teeth and a very, very, very raspy, deep voice. Yeah,
he perpetually looks like a mob boss.
Yes.
Like, with training wheels,
yep.
If that makes sense.
I have zero idea what you're talking about.
You will recognize him immediately, but not know where from.
Right. Oh, Harvey Fierstein?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah, he's a that guy.
Yeah. I recognize him from Independence Day.
Yeah.
He's got that like Tone Lock voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Goldblum's dad. You weren't the president?
Okay.
I wasn't the president back then.
Speaking of back then, I did want to I was listening back to the last episode earlier today before I fell asleep and took a nap, which was pretty sweet because today was a snow day. Time of recording. A snow day give back. It didn't actually snow.
That old May 23rd snow day.
Pretty great.
I love it.
Yesterday, too, we had one because we didn't use snow days enough this year. So, listening back, you had survived that ambush by some weird people.
That sucked.
Yeah, it was pretty great. I liked it a lot. I got a fate point from Webby, I'm pretty sure.
I think you got more than that, didn't you?
And I know I beat up Mina pretty bad. And I think Lucky actually took some damage.
I did. And then I sucked it back out of him, but
yeah, that happens. Are you petting the dog or tying your shoe?
Yes.
Yes. We had already established that he went back to the room to go to bed that night because you were all tired and angry about what had happened that day between the dissection not going the way you wanted it to. And then, you know, getting jumped in the streets is obviously not fun. I want to say, as you were leaving the scene there, Mina, you feel a hand grasp your ankle.
No, we go to bed.
Before then.
It's in my notes.
I know. It's okay.
You mean, did I grasp her ankle?
It's not Webby. Webby's walking next to you.
Can I get the other ankle?
But do I trip and fall? Do you want me to make athletics?
No, you don't need to.
Something is grabbing me. I'm going to try to like kick my leg.
Okay. You kick it out of the grip. A pretty weak grip.
What is it?
You look at what it's the Blanca woman, and she reaches up to you as she's dying, and she just goes, "Where is Goddard?" And then she like collapses again and dies.
Where is Goddard?
Oh, what's a Goddard with you? Outside being dead.
What?
Oh, she was dying, wasn't she?
Yeah. Goddard. You thought she was dead. She wasn't quite dead. Now she is.
Seems what like. Does that mean? Where is Goddard? Who's Goddard? I'm terrible with names.
Isn't Goddard one of the guys we just killed?
I mean, one of them may have been named Goddard, but she was asking, where is he? And all these guys are right here.
I definitely remember looking at the previous roles that people had done, and one of them was named Goddard.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know how to pull that back. Oh, that scene's gone.
I mean, do you mourn each of your toenails?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I do, but most people just let sleeping toenails lie.
I keep them in jars.
May I please make an intuition check to try to make this connection?
Make it very easy.
Oh, Jimmy Neutron's dog. That's why I was familiar.
Goddard?
Yeah.
His dog's name was Goddard?
Yeah, robot dog.
Very good GM. That's 3 success levels.
Because Mina would absolutely remember this.
Yes.
You would recognize the name Goddard as you came here looking for Goddard von Wittgenstein.
Yes, that is it.
Oh, that's his real name.
And you learned that he is, as far as you know, you saw like a painting of him as the leader of one of the commissions there. And he's going by the alias Gregor Wallenstein.
Right. We knew this. Yes. Lady, I want to know the same thing.
Can I try to heal her so she doesn't die?
Nah.
Okay.
Well, it's a plot wound, man. You can tell by the angle.
I can't remember how she died. I think she just got seized at shish kebabbed or something.
Probably.
I didn't really listen to that part. So I'm going to say no in this moment because...
It's all just meat on the ground now anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you get stabbed and you can't use a phoenix down. Sometimes it sucks.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, right. It's like, we recover from these injuries all the time. Why are they dead now? But yeah, if I remembered exactly how she... Because it may have been like a steel life or something. You wouldn't be able to like heal that back or...
It's probably a dart. It's probably a bunch of wet bread.
I think I had...
Just give her a cyanide tooth and call it good.
Right. The two people, I think I did critical hits on them. So like critical wounds to kill them. So it would have been something pretty traumatic.
All right. Because there's Fat Baby and they all have jade pendants and they're all wearing green.
A jumbo carnation, not Fat Baby.
Yeah, so
is Jumbo Carnation opening tonight?
So we did we figure out anything with them jade's things on them?
No.
No.
You figure, as far as you discussed on your way back to the room, was that like, it looks like there's another potential cult that has a color theme to it.
Dark magic. 50 cat.
Lore Dark Magic?
Lore Dark Magic.
It sounds like it's probably another cult, and they seem to have a color name associated with it.
That's what I think, too.
Like classic superheroes.
Yeah.
All right. We need to decide which of us is on Team Purple and which of us is on Team Jade.
I'm on Team Purple.
Good man.
Mm-hmm.
We could call them the Jade Jubilee.
You could.
But does it need to be another body part?
Oh, yeah.
Purple
hand. The green guadagnum.
I was going to say green goiter.
The doctor, I can confirm
guadagnum. Good.
Guadagnum.
I would have gone gooch.
The green gonads.
Wow, there were so many good ones. Why did I think there were no gene body parts?
I mean, a goiter is not really a body part.
You were looking for it for the longest time.
I was. I looked through all my book. Well, maybe we talk to Captain Smirnoff or whatever his name is and ask him if there's, rumors of another cult or something.
Yeah, you had.
I know or we already did that.
You were gonna.
Oh, yeah.
You went right after getting ambushed. You were already on your way back and you were like, we need to just go home and rest and try to heal up a bit. And you said you're going to go see him like first thing in the morning to report on what happened at the dissection, and then this weird thing.
Sounds Goddard to me.
So I know you'd already rolled for wound recovery overnight, so mm-hmm. We can say you can have breakfast, or you can grab food on the go if you want to go right to the watch captain's offices.
Oh, I am actually wounded. That sucks. Is that what regular people feel like?
I've still got arm troubles for the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is I'm still split amongst two character sheets, and sometimes I forget which one I did my damage on.
I thought it was in the book.
No, that's the Doomstone's character.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is Did the Damage On a character from Fairly Odd Parents?
Dimmadome?
The Dimmsdale Jade Jones.
Wow, you're firing on all cylinders tonight.
Oh, I didn't even make
all
it.
One of them.
I didn't
one
heal
of several
nothing.
Cylinders.
I didn't sleep at all. That's a 98. That sucks.
All right, so you head to, you have some food in the morning, and head right over to the watch captain place. I can't think of the name for it right now. I'm going to say it's like extremely cold today.
Okay.
The temperature dropped overnight. It's lightly snowing, but it's just frigid out. And you head to the office there, and the secretary that you've seen 100 times, like, you kind of just wave and go past. Like, you don't have to like stop and tell her what's going on anymore because you've been here so many times. Mm. And she's like, he's not in this morning.
Where is he?
He's out.
Out and about?
Yes.
Oh.
Can I help you with anything?
Yeah, probably. You know anything about like a green cult?
Excuse me?
Like a cult of green people? Not a green people that are green, but people that wear green?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, you can't really help
it. I'm not sure.
Do you know where the captain of the watch is?
I don't know where he is at this moment, but I do have a note to pass to you from him. He wanted me to give you this if you came in today.
Okay.
What's it say, Webby?
I'm loading up my eyes. Excuse me a moment.
So it's a note addressed to Captain Schutzman.
As I read it out loud, I replace his name with mine.
From a priest of Moore that wants him to look into some strange murders.
Oh. Wow.
A priest named Yergard Weil.
I mean, you had me at strange murders.
You had me at Moore.
And she's like, yeah, he didn't have time to look into it more, but he said, throw this at them if they show up. Oh, because I said more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here you go.
So I guess we just go over there. Maybe we'll bump into Schutzman on the way.
I would like to argue for a siesta of sorts, a hiatus crime. I think that I will be of limited utility until my shoulder decides to be my shoulder again, fully. It's going to take some coaxing for no more than, say, 4 days. So we could go and continue to hunt down these clues and try to piece everything together, or we could say screw it and let him come to us when he's ready with more material, and in the meantime, do what suits us.
Good one. That seems like there'd probably be more strange murders, though, in the meantime.
I'm comfortable with that. That just means more evidence.
That's a risk Webby's willing to take.
That does mean more evidence. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's such a great argument.
It only benefits us to wait, honestly.
I mean, it makes it easier, but then people still die, though, strangely.
Which people? What do you mean?
No, not which people. Oh, God, I hope not. But
No. See, they just become evidence. Which people. They're not going to be people anymore. They'll just be evidence.
Burnt husks of evidence.
Well,
yeah, hopefully.
I mean, maybe we could just go ask a couple questions. You don't need an arm to do that. Oh, I'm actually really good at that. I can get my fingers in all sorts of places. Okay, practicing now. Okay.
Webby, we should get you a gun.
No, just the one. Come on. Have some decorum.
Webby, you should have a gun. You only need one arm for that.
It's funny you should mention that. I have been tinkering, and if I were to allow myself some downtime, GM, I would like to continue to work on a project that would allow me to use ranged engineering on a more permanent capacity that isn't just blowing up all your encounters.
Ooh, I like the sound of that on a couple levels.
Why, so you can blow up single target encounters as well?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll probably also kill all of us, but that's not new.
Yeah,
that's a risk we're willing to take.
You just let me know when I can roll some dice, and I will tell you ingredients that I am using as part of my quote-unquote research.
All right. So I'm imagining you're having this like in like the lobby type area, and the secretary lady is just kind of like, you're just not going to do it?
No, I think we should do it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he can stay here and put guns together or whatever, and then we can go ask dead questions. Well,
probably not here, no.
Why not?
It seems like a bad idea.
This is like the law place where guns are, right?
You cannot take them literally. Just because he says here does not mean literally here.
Okay. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm just trying not to freak her out, you know.
I need a fresh Dennis. Mm. And she's got meaty thumbs.
I'm sorry that he said that to you, but your thumbs are really thick.
It's
Those are childbearing thumbs.
Yeah, those are right childbearing thumbs.
Clip it.
So yeah, okay, Webby, you work on what you need to work on, and Lucky and I, we can handle, you know, asking some questions about these murders, and we will, you know, reconvene, you know, back in the dormitories.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
I love it when you guys split the party.
I know you do.
Frothing at the mouth right now.
You are, and you have hydrophobia, which is indicative of a very particular virus that has 13 genomes.
That's very specific information.
Yeah.
What is it?
Rabies.
Oh.
How did you not? You're a biology teacher. How did you not know that?
I don't know how.
Frothing at the mouth and you're hydrophobic. It's rabies.
It's the only virus with 13 genomes or whatever.
Chromosomes?
Nope.
Also, froth is not water. Froth is like that weird fifth form of matter.
Diana? What's the thing? Rabies Diana. Only has 13 of something, and it's very impressive for what rabies can do, having so few of it.
13 genes?
Chromosomes? Maybe.
I think it is genes.
That is a very small amount.
Yeah. It's a great virus.
Great at what it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what it does isn't nice.
That's true. It's the best there is. So, Webb, you're going to head back to where? Where are you going to be working on this?
I'm refitting the whole room.
The lobby here?
Oh, I mean, if don't let me, but more likely just the place where we all sleep. I'm going to commandeer both Lucky and Mina's beds and, you know, kind of make a, I don't know a better way to say it than torture for it. I'm just going to like kind of put a bunch of parts from arms and organs. Like, kind of just chain them from the ceiling so that I can pull them down, yoink, whenever I need a piece. Oh my God. You know?
Okay.
So, like, being in a kitchen, you have all your cast iron cookware up top, and yeah. You just, you know, you want to keep it in easy reach in case that shrimp's got to come off the Barbie.
Hmm.
Just a little torture fort.
Torture fort. That's so good. Okay, so you're working on that. I'll have you make a...
Fully half of the morning is interior decorating to meet the mystique of the moment.
All right, well, I'll have you make a test at the end to see how well things went for you the first day.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, Mina and Lucky.
Yeah.
What are you two up to?
Going to Moore, man.
Yeah.
So you're going to head to the Morris Park?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so you can go there, and if you ask to speak with the priest, Yurgard Weil... you're directed to a middle-aged priest with a thickening frame and bright blue-green glass eye. Occasionally,
Webby would love that.
Yeah,
for real. While he's talking, every once in a while it starts to pop out, and he'll just kind of push it back in.
Oh my!
Should have asked him for souvenirs.
Oh my God!
Sometimes he doesn't get it in time, and it just kind of pops out, but he always catches it.
Okay.
And then he just spits on it and puts it back in.
Spit on it.
Otherwise, it might not fit.
Yeah.
And he says, yes, how can I help you?
Shut your stupid mouth.
Mina's like staring.
So we heard there was a bunch of like weird deads, strange murders.
Oh, yes, I sent some word to the watch captain.
Yeah, he sent us over here probably, yes. But indirectly and didn't.
We got the letter was thrown at us, not literally, but figuratively.
I mean, with them thumbs, that thing came at us with a velocity. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yes, the strange murders. Yes, I can come with me.
And he takes it to like his office, and he takes out a big old leather book and flips it open. And then he like turns to like near the end, and it's just full of entries of descriptions of people and everything.
He says, yes, I had three in the last few days that all had a strange connection, I noticed.
Do you just want to write it down instead of talking, or?
I already wrote it down. I don't want to write it again.
Okay, all right.
This took quite a while and a lot of ink.
My eye, this is so strange.
yes. Would you like to know what the connection is?
Yes.
I'm dying to know.
My God.
It seems that all three of them were stabbed with a triangular blade. Not the usual, just straight up and down.
Is someone use a triangular blade for something? Like, it's like a tri... Like,
that's why I thought it was strange.
Like a pyramid? Or like a... I guess I'm trying... I'm having difficulty looking at your face and hearing you, but also picturing a triangle knife.
Yes, like, just imagine it's a very long pyramid.
Okay.
Like a...
It's like a railroad spike?
Like...
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Sort of. Just two were stabbed in the back of the head, and one was slashed a few times and stabbed in the body.
When did they all come in? Same times, different days, different weeks? Bread and cheeks? Like, what's that?
And were they
found? They were all within the last week.
Were they in the same area of the city?
Oh, no. It wasn't until I noticed the description of the wound for all three that I realized that something might be happening.
Hmm. So where were all the bodies found?
One was found in an alley in Nordtor. One was down in Sudtor, abandoned in an apartment. And the third, I don't know, but he was slashed multiple times and stabbed in the chest with this triangular blade.
Are the bodies still here? Have they been, you know, whatever you do to them?
Not at the moment. No, the first was he worked for the city. His body was placed in the Eternal Flame.
Okay.
To be lifted to Ulric.
And the second one?
The second was given a funeral, a pauper's funeral. She had Moore's blessings. And the third...
Who was the second one, though? The first one was a city worker. What was the second one?
Oh, yes. She was a grocer, it says.
Oh, gross.
And the third... this one's... I don't have much about this. All I know is that he's listed as a sewer jack named Haludan Gurg.
I like it how you holla down Gurg.
All I have here is that there's a note that at his funeral it was said that he died defending Mindenheim and he was buried at the edge of the Warrenburg. Here it is.
Oh, okay. I mean, so do they have next to kin or nothing there?
Oh, yes. Most. Some.
So not all of them?
The first one I spoke of, Onsten Krohn, he is survived by his wife.
Okay.
The widow now, I guess. Yiva, the grocer, she had an apartment, so maybe there are people that live nearby that knew her or something. I don't know exactly. And Haludan Gurg, all I know is he was a sewer jack.
And sewer jacks are always dwarves? Or that's not right.
No, these were all humans.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Anything else you can tell us?
Yes, actually. I have something another thing that came to my attention with this. This last man, Haludan, was gripping this very strange thing. Just give me a moment. I need to find it among my possessions. And he like roots around in like a desk and like has a bunch of papers and things. And he's, here it is. Yes. I don't like it, so I put it away, so I did not have to look at it. And then I shared a picture of it in the Discord chat.
I mean, kind of weird that you're taking dead people's stuff and keeping it, even if you don't like it, but sure.
This is a map on a Wrathskin.
Yes, I thought that was very odd.
And I'm sorry, which one of these? The sewer jack had this one?
Indeed.
Okay. Well, there's that little triangular thingy on the tail. Okay.
Yes. It seems the triangles are sort of a motif to do with these. Again, I noticed this pattern and want to bring it to the watch's attention.
Well, so there's one that's not crossed off. So either that's the next target or that's one that is no longer marked or something. We should go to wherever that one that doesn't have the X through it is.
Yes. Do these other X's match up where these bodies were found?
It seems kind of like it. The Sudtor is, I always forget which district that is. Obviously it's to the south, but that would be the bottom mark that seems to be crossed out.
And these symbols.
There's other symbols on the side that could maybe be like writing or something, or they could just be like glyphs that have simple meanings.
But those are two of the three are crossed out.
Yeah. And you've definitely seen these kind of symbols and writings before. You would definitely recognize this as
obviously Skaven. You know, the one, your experience with them, you've seen like with their shields that have that, you know, the three lines, they're sort of triangle. You've seen those other types of triangular shapes that they seem to really like.
Well, I say we take off right to that spot, try to figure out where that is and go there. Maybe we can stop something bad from happening.
I agree. Yes, that is a good idea.
All right. Very good. You could take that as evidence or if you need it. I'd rather not have it in here.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yes.
Keep your eye on things.
Oh, got it. Puts it back in.
You just ever think about like using glue or something to keep that bad boy in there?
Just like an eye patch. Just wear a patch. You know?
Yeah, you look a lot cooler.
What do you mean?
The eyeball that keeps falling out of your fucking head.
Dude, this seems rather rude.
What?
I wear it so I don't scare the children that come by.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that never happens when it pops out of your skull and then you spit on it and put it back in, man. I'm just trying to be polite.
It makes the kids laugh.
Does it?
And they'd say, ha, 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 and he, he, he.
Does that happen?
Yes.
This is an experience you
just
have?
This morning.
Really? Okay. I don't believe you. I'm going to make an intuition check. Is he fibbing? Is he fibbing to my face right now?
I really hope you failed it.
2 success level. No, positive. Oh, it's average. 4.
Yeah. Wait, what? Why is it average?
Because it's out of combat.
No.
Okay.
It's still challenging. I mean, you still pass it anyway, but.
Does he find me attractive?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. He's only got one eye anyway.
Right. So my odds are better than normal.
He's like, if that's all you need, then thank you. You're welcome. Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you for all your help, sir.
Yes. The servants, Middenheim and Ulrich, and more.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember that one.
All right, so you want to try to find that spot on the map?
Yes.
Where that last one is. So give me a... this isn't... You could obviously, it's a pretty vague area, right? But if you try to aim for, like, the middle of that mark, somebody give one of you... You can assist the other. Give me a hard minus 20 navigation test.
I'll assist.
So it ends up being just minus 10.
Oh, that's all? Great. Okay.
with the assist.
-4 success levels.
Okay, so you can get to like the general area, but you're like, I have no idea what place this would be.
Yeah, anytime I think we're getting close, I just think of that eyeball popping out of that head again.
It's righty tighty lefty loosey.
You know you're in a residential district though. So it, you know, take that what you will.
If he just turned it, you know, he could just screw it in there.
Yeah.
And it would stay in.
Right.
I don't understand.
Just put a little like oatmeal behind there and it'll stick to it or something, you know? Yeah.
God, or just like squish up a piece of bread and shove it in there.
Yeah, I've been, I should have mentioned that to him. Maybe he hasn't thought of that.
Or he could use like a little, you know, like quail egg and then it's a snack.
Oh, that'd be pretty nice and convenient.
You could boil it or a small potato.
Yeah.
You could draw on it too.
Or like a rock, I guess.
Is better than a glass eye.
Yeah, because if it falls on the ground, it's already dirty. Oh my God. It's a rock.
Wow. Yeah. So you're in this neighborhood and it's like it could be any one of a dozen houses here.
All right. Let's just start going through them.
Unlock. Pew, 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 pew.
All right. How about I'll have you each make a difficult minus 10 perception test. Did either come out?
No, this one went way over here.
How'd you miss again?
Listen, don't question my method.
don't. Is that that looks like a not pass, Mina?
2 success levels. Minus 10, right?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So as you're looking around trying to figure out like what can we do besides just starting the knock on doors, to what end? You don't even know what you're looking for. Yeah. You recognize somebody come out of one of these houses and start walking down the street as somebody you just met yesterday. Dr. Eunice Hash.
Oh. So here's the good news. He won't probably recognize me and her.
Who won't?
Dr. Eunice Hash.
You all spoke with her yesterday.
Oh, this is not the one that Webby took out for dinner.
No, she's the one that was doing the demonstration.
Could very well be a target.
Oh, yeah, you're about to die.
Yeah. Okay.
You're about to die.
What?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm off to work.
So I wouldn't do that, but we found the strange rat map and a bunch of people were dead, and it looks like your house is marked on it. And I think people are going to come murder you.
Would you like to take a look at this, Dr. Hedge?
Let's go inside for just a moment.
Well, that's probably where you're going to get murdered. I don't know if that's a good idea.
I'd rather not talk about this in the middle of the street.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Let's go inside. Lucky, you can fill her in and I will secure the perimeter.
Okay. Okay.
That sounds so official.
Sounds like we actually got like a plan going on.
I know. Look at this. Webby will be so proud.
He's not going to believe it first
time. He's not. He's really not. Right.
Poor Webby.
I just can't wait to tell him about the eyeball.
Yeah.
Quick.
He's going
to into the room. What is Webby doing at this moment? As they're walking into Eunice Hash's house.
Yeah. So have you ever seen like that place in the movie theater where they put the reels up? There's a bunch of like AV cabling just kind of dangling from place to place. Not a lot of room to walk around in. It's kind of like that, but with ligaments.
Oh,
gross.
So I got like a bunch of like, I got this big, big hulking Minotaur arm up top that I pilfered, and lots of wires and tubing going into it. There's some Bunsen burners that are reducing blood nicely to a gummy residue.
Oh.
I'm draining what looks to be like the back half of several sheep and or rams into a bunch of flasks. I'm just really having a me day.
If Webby could be playing like a playlist or something on Spotify in the background, like what would the
sponsor?
What would the vibe be of that?
I got to imagine Smash Mouth.
Okay, all right.
But the Christmas album.
Is there a Smash Mouth Christmas album?
I don't know. Don't they use a Smash Mouth song in The Grinch? The Jim Carrey Grinch movie?
Never seen it.
Yeah, well, during the swinger scene.
There's a swinger scene in The Grinch movie?
Where they all put their keys in a bowl?
Yeah.
They have a key party at one point.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
When the baby Grinch shows up.
And then one of them is like, are you sure you want to join in on this? And he says, somebody stop me. Is that Jim Carrey?
Yeah, no, you got it. Yeah. Done.
Okay, cool. I wasn't confident on that one.
That was great. Okay. So she invites you inside and she's like, set that on the table there. I'll fix you some tea.
Put what on the table?
The map.
Oh.
Okay, may I do a perception check to make sure that her house is secure?
Sure.
16. Four wow. Success levels.
So she lives in a pretty nice area here. You know, she's been a professor at the Collegium Theologica for probably decades. But it seems fine. You don't notice anything obvious. There's not a giant rat hole in the wall or anything like that. You know, you know that they tend to, you know, chew and dig their way through things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check like the windows too and make sure there are no like scratch marks on the windowsills. And, you know, I'm going to check the eyeball holes of any paintings and make sure that the eyes do not follow me as I track back and forth, you know, Scooby-Doo style.
Scooby-Doo style. Oh, goodness. I seem to be out of cakes. I'll take a look at that quick. And then I need to go to the Altmarkt to get some things.
For cake?
Yes, I can't have my guest not have cake with tea.
Oh, Dr. Hash, we do not need cake, please. Do not go through any...
No, I insist.
Yeah, I need a little cake.
But I'll take a look as the tea is warming up. This is troublesome.
So, and I don't know if this is anything you had ever heard of before, but you see them where them other parts are crossed out?
Yes.
They were stabbed with like a big old, like long pyramid knife thing.
Pyramid knife.
Like, yeah, there's like a long triangle. Like one in the back of the head and then like
two in the back of the head.
Two in the back of the head.
Someone was slashed and then stabbed in the chest.
Someone was stabbed in the back of the head twice with a long triangle.
No, two separate people were stabbed once in the back of the head. By a long triangle.
A long triangle. A knife?
Yeah, but like a pyramid shaped one.
A pyramid shaped knife.
Like a railroad spike or something. There's probably not railroads here.
There's there'd be like mine tracks, but
yeah, people don't know about those. Mine track spike. You know how like when you're in a mine and someone shoots it and it collapses, like one of them.
He did kill a mine. Still only got one experience. And she's like, curious. Well, triangles do seem to be a regular motif here. So
yeah, they're all over the place.
That seems. Yes, I agree that this marking seems to be near my residence.
But I mean, like you were doing with the rat thing and then they kind of messed with you or someone messed with you. And it kind of like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you never found that wizard, did you?
Found him? Yes.
You found the wizard that switched the bodies?
No.
Remember, she was convinced it had to be magic.
I still think it's probably magic. And we definitely found a wizard in the sewers once, and he was working with rat people, so it's probably the same one.
It was him.
It was probably, yeah. He triangles all over the place, probably.
Hmm. Would you mind if I hold on to this?
Yeah, kinda.
I would like to bring it back to my study at the college.
I don't really think you should like be alone because I think you're gonna get murdered.
Well, how can I be in danger when the courageous folk who saved the Graf himself are guarding me? Let's go to the alt market.
To get cake stuff?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I need a few ingredients.
What type of cake do you make? Can you make like a lemon one?
I could make a lemon pound cake. Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. I love pound cake.
Jumping up from beans to pound cake.
Well, like, I'm just going to nibble at it. But
do a little crumbs here and there. Yeah.
Could we, like, you know, take a small piece to go for our compatriot who is feeling under the weather today?
Oh, yes, your doctor friend. Oh, he's not feeling well.
Might be sick?
We were jumped on our way home last night.
He need the video for that look of just complete shock on Tim's face. And concern. That was very nice of you. Genuine concern. Might be sick?
Yes.
Yeah, after a fashion.
Oh, yeah, I must make it first.
I will not get in your way. Let's just get to your ingredients. What do you need?
Yeah, let's get on with this escort quest so we can get ambushed. Let's go.
Very good. Come. And she, like, pushes you out the door.
Okay.
And then, you know, she locks it on the way out.
All right.
And then she'll head to the alt-marked.
She acts with suspicious intuition. 11. That's infinity success levels.
Infinity?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm good at it.
She's acting kind of like a doting grandmother.
I was going to say, this is like Mina's dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A family that actually likes you.
I know. It will like cook for you and not yell at you.
No, that's not her.
Maybe we could just live with her forever so she never dies.
That is true. I would feel very good about that. And then we could help her.
There she is. I lost my token for a second.
The existence of Skaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I brought her back. So she's, older. But it seems like she seems pretty genuine. She wants to take care of her guests. She seems a little skeptical about what you're saying. Like, I'm fine kind of thing.
I don't agree. I also do think that she would be kind of the like old lady who would have the umbrella that would also be like a shotgun.
Yeah.
So you head with her to the alt-marked. It's very cold out, so that's not very busy today. So she can gather up her ingredients pretty quickly. But you're out in town for probably 2 hours or so.
I'm hyper vigilant. I am looking for purple. I'm looking for green. I'm looking for rats.
Okay. Give me
things.
Challenging perception test.
Okay. One success level.
All right. You definitely see all of those things.
Oh, God, they're everywhere, Lucky.
Wait, what? I missed it. What's everywhere?
She is in so much danger.
Meanwhile, she's like, no, just a pound of flour.
Mima is in so much danger right now.
Because of what?
Oh, she wouldn't say a pound.
Oh, it's a pound cake. It's a pound kilogram. Of flour, a pound of sugar, and a pound of egg. Pound of milk, sorry.
That's so many eggs.
Oh, yeah.
You need to pound the egg.
How many eggs would it take to give a pound of eggs?
Like, I don't know, five?
Probably a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's not, now I'm thinking about it, maybe it's not as much, because they're mostly water.
Hey, Google, how much egg weigh?
8 to 9 large
eggs. How much egg weigh? Okay, that's not quite as many as I was initially thinking.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Our new Mima is in so much danger.
Yeah, because you're going to get stabbed in the back of the head.
Look, there is purple everywhere. There is green everywhere. There are ratmen everywhere, disguised as people.
Mina, with your success level, you happen to notice somebody raising up a knife.
I jump in the way.
And they're like, whoa, and you realize that they're like at a stall and they were about to like chop a head off a chicken or something to sell to somebody.
You just saved that chicken's life.
That's dead, but.
You just saved that chicken's body from being desecrated. Praise more.
Can I help you?
I just didn't want you to hurt yourself with that knife. You looked like you might injure yourself.
Oh, well, I'm pretty practiced. And then whack, chops things head off.
Okay, what are you going to do with that head?
Probably throw it in the trash.
Can I have it?
For 2 pennies.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. I'll take it back. I'll take it back to Webby.
This is souvenir chicken. Yeah.
You know, that priest could probably put that chicken in his eye thing, right?
Yeah, chicken head sticking out. Oh, gross.
Ew. It'd be like a cool party trick.
He pops the eye out. Oh, and then sleight of hand puts a chicken head in instead.
Oh, Webby would probably love to do that. Yeah,
you get a bonus to your perception check because you get a chicken.
It's so stupid. I love it. Woo.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, it takes about 2 hours ish by the time you get back to the place. You guys, at least Mina is hypervigilant the whole time. Every time you see anybody wearing a hint of green or purple, you're like, oh, there's not much purple. Purple is a pretty expensive dye, mm-hmm. but you, especially mm-hmm. as you get closer to her place, you see a little bit more purple around.
I'm watching them all.
But again, it's not, you know, it's pretty quiet today. People are staying inside. There's no smoke billowing out of every building.
Oh, because it's a cold day.
Yeah, people don't want to go out when it's this.
And cold. Also people getting stabbed. Maybe they don't know about that.
Most people don't seem to know about that.
Stabbed on the cold day.
But you get back to her place and she starts making the pound cake. And she's like, oh, I forgot the tea. And she starts making the tea again. Because now it's cold because it's been 2 hours.
God. Maybe she should get stabbed.
She's like, I'm a terrible host. I'm terribly sorry. I'll have this for you, ready for you in just a moment.
All right.
But please make yourselves at home.
I'll set all my stuff down.
Like your stick, yeah. Griggs. Yeah. Here you go. He's like, oh, this is pretty comfy. Yeah.
Take your pants off. Yeah.
Now you get too comfortable.
Just got to let it breathe.
Yeah, I'll take a look around. Kind of, you know, finger stuff or whatever. Still practicing wiggling that one, like Webby told me.
Okay. What are you just checking it out? So she lives in like a modest but like not cheap place here. It's not, you know, it's not lavishly furnished, but it's furnished well. She clearly lives here alone. It is 2 stories that she has. She said there's another person that lives above her on the 3rd story of this building, and they have like stairs up the back. But like, it's a nice little place.
Okay.
Stairs up the back, you say?
Yeah.
I need to check out those stairs.
Okay.
I'm going to check out the stairs.
Okay. You got to go up the stairs. So she has like a back door, and then, you know, the stairs kind of go up over her door, and then they double back to go up to the 3rd floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a landing with a door up there.
Okay. Do I see anything?
Nothing that stands out.
Okay.
It's quite the private eye look you've got right now.
I can see why you're suspicious of stairs. They're always up to something.
Hey. Oh.
Hey. These stairs are no good.
When you get back, her apartment smells delightful of lemon cake.
Oh, yeah.
And she has the you know, piping hot tea for you.
Okay.
Would you like milk?
No.
Yes, please.
Okay. Sugar?
It's already cake.
For a tea.
Oh, no.
Yes, please.
Yeah, she puts 1 cube or 2?
2.
She's got like those little tonguey things to take a little thing, a cube of sugar.
It's so cute.
It's good tea. Tasty.
Tasty.
What does she serve the cake on?
A little.
Is it a little dish or a little bowl?
A little plate.
Okay. Pour my tea on my cake.
On the cake?
Yeah, make it all wet.
So it's wet bread?
Yeah.
Oh, make it all wet. Ugh. Weird. And she's like, so, nothing seems to be happening. I think I'm fine.
Yet.
Oh.
Nothing's happened yet, but something has happened at every other place that's been marked on this map, like being stabbed in the back of the head. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, I'd rather not have that happen.
Yes, yeah. Sounds like a great thing to not have happen. Hmm. So why don't we just live here now and we'll protect you?
Yes,
we
will take care of you
forever. This is my apartment. I can't have you live here, but.
Well, not like permanently, just until you don't get stabbed.
I haven't been stabbed.
Oh, okay. See you later.
Like, we can stay until an attempt is made, and then we will thwart the attempt.
Yes.
And get to the bottom of it and overthrow the cult and save the city.
Yeah.
And then we can move on.
Hey, in any of your findings, like when you're like researching rat people or whatever, do you ever come across any of them triangles and stuff?
Yeah, they said it's a common motif among their things.
Do you know what it means?
No.
Have you seen any of these other symbols that you see here on the map?
Possibly. Most of my research is back at the college, but I've certainly seen things like this. I believe that they might be intelligent enough to have a language. Mm. This might be their writing, or they might just be symbols that mean, like, kill her. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, do you want to go to your study or whatever and, like, try to, look at pictures together or something?
Do you think that would be safe?
As long as you're with us, probably.
We will escort you.
Okay. I was on my way to work earlier, so.
Then that's where you work, right?
It's not too late in the day.
Let us go.
I can get a few things done. Oh, I haven't checked in with Carl and Gaius today. They must be worried sick about where I am.
Oh, probably. Or they're the ones that are going to stab you.
Excuse you.
What?
Oh, maybe.
Right?
Never.
Listen. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, right? And who's closer to you than them? Probably no one.
The balderdash. As I leave the house, I want you guys to both make a challenging perception test.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, yeah. 4.
Across the road, Lucky, you notice somebody on the roof of a building.
What does he look like?
Looks like a man dressed all in black.
Is he really dressed all in black? I'll point it out to me. Look at that ninja man up there. He's probably going to stab her.
Mm. Should I just shoot him now?
Yeah, probably.
You see him heft a strange looking weapon.
Wait, really?
Like up on his shoulder.
Oh, is it me?
I'm going to finish early. Turn my body to have my body in between this man and Mima.
Eunice, Dr. Hash.
Right, that's what I said.
All right, why don't you both give me another average perception test?
I'll wave to him.
Now that you've noticed this.
I rolled an 85, then I rolled an 84.
I rolled a 13. What was the type of check?
Average.
Perception. Average would be 7 success levels.
It's like take a little bit longer look. Oh, it's a chimney sweep.
Oh.
Okay.
He's got a big chimney brush.
Okay.
Watching you.
Still should probably shoot him.
And meanwhile, she's just walking down the street, completely unaware.
Oh my God.
Well, hold up front. Don't go off ahead. Oh, that's how you get stabbed. Well, there was a guy up there with a weird weapon, man.
Oh, that's Harold. He's the chimney sweep in this neighborhood.
I swear to Sigmar, she's going to get stabbed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. We got to stay on him. You know how Dan is. He's just going to have her wander off and die.
That's right.
You don't know that.
Beloved NPC.
You did give her your own nickname. I have to kill her now. That's the rules.
Yeah, that's kind of your fault GMing. At this point, Mina.
Dang it. You got me there.
Bum, bum, bum. We could follow her to the school, and we'll say it's kind of like mid-afternoon at this point.
We're not going to follow her to the school. We're going to walk
escort her to the school.
I see what you're trying to set up. Don't do it.
Wasn't trying anything there.
All right.
Said it in a way that made sense to me. How's Webby doing over there? At this point, I'll have you make your trade engineering. We'll make it challenging.
Sure. I looked up a couple of the rules on what it takes to invent something, and it requires endeavors, which you don't let us do.
That's pretty true.
So I don't know how you want to play that.
Yeah, I feel like something that you're working on over time like this, you could do a little bit every day. It'll just take longer than if you had a solid week to devote to it.
Okay, so we're of the opinion that this isn't getting done tonight.
Correct.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you mark somewhere in your sheet, keep track of your successes for this.
So I'm very willing to burn a resilience for this, to try to get through it as fast as possible.
Okay.
I encountered a couple extra brushes with the Grim Reaper recently, and it's become aware to me that I need to be able to defend myself when Mina is not within arm's reach. So I'm putting a lot of gumption and sweat and blood and tears and other ichors into this.
Proceed.
So I'm going to burn a resilience to try to do this upright and as fast as I can.
So you want to say you rolled a one?
Yeah.
So how many success levels is that in challenging trade engineering?
Maybe six.
Six. All right, so you can mark that. You have six success levels so far. So you have a very productive first day.
Oh, yeah. And let me know when they get back in so that I can set another beautiful scene for you.
So the other two reach the Collegium, head to Eunice's office. You've been here before. But Carl and Gaius are not here at the moment. And she just kind of gets to work, and it almost seems like she forgets that you're there.
That is okay. Go about your business. You know, that is all right. I will do another perimeter sweep in here. Make sure nothing is suspicious.
Okay. It's like you check the trap door to the little river below.
Mm-hmm. Still flowing.
It's flowing. Not, you know, you can see like chunks of ice every once in a while now. Oof. But yeah, otherwise it seems the same.
I'm going to start fingering her stuff.
Again?
Well, this is different stuff.
I guess that's true. So give me another challenging perception.
A 15. Five.
Whoa. So you're like pilfering through her things, and every once in a while she'll like smack the back of your hand and be like, don't touch that.
I'm looking at it with my fingers.
Otherwise, you find all kinds of stuff that like look, a lot of it looks reasonable to be Skaven. Like, you recognize these symbols. Mm-hmm. You find notes that she took since you talked with her yesterday. Like, you find something that's like, they can have horns, like underlined question mark, things like that. Physical attribute class system that you guys had kind of figured out for her the other day. And she's like, Undercity, things like that.
It sounds like this is actually just our research.
She has plenty of other notes. Oh, okay. You find things that are also wrong here,
like what?
She has a whole paper basically explaining how they might grow from rats.
Ah,
no.
Which you're pretty sure is not what happens, because they are very different from rats, obviously.
Yeah.
She has things like rat king question mark, like, you know, how do they do things, where do they get, you know, it seems to be more questions than anything, as is pretty standard with Skaven. Like, where do they get their weapons? Where do they get this? How do they do magic? Stuff like that. But she does have a fair bit of notes about like their physical characteristics. Like, she has actually dissected some, as far as you can tell.
Okay.
You know, her descriptions fit what you have seen.
Well.
Okay, so do any of the symbols, do we see any matchy-matchy between what she has in her research and what is on the map?
The only thing that you can match up is that the triangle, that like, you know, the overlaps go too far kind of thing.
Okay. All right.
That's a very common symbol. You've seen that on their shields. You've seen it like, etched into their armor and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It just seems to be a symbol that might just mean Skaven. You're not really sure.
Mm-hmm. Didn't that weird horny Skaven we saw, like, didn't he have like a triangle staff thing?
I'm pretty sure the top of his staff had that symbol, yeah.
Okay.
And there was like a shrine with the symbol as well.
Yeah.
I've seen the symbol a bunch of times.
For sure.
Then we fade into the dorm room, and somehow Webby has arranged all of the body parts into that symbol on accident. And then the camera pans just a little bit, and it's just the way that it was lined up. I mean, we'll see what else we could discover next time at 267. See how many more little red herrings I can throw at you. Oh, I was pretty proud of the chimney sweep.
Who throws a fish?
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.